is what it amounts to. In Psalm 100, in verse 1 and 2, kids, this is what I'm reading. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. To walk in the counsel of the ungodly means to listen to their advice. It means to be influenced by the things that they say. And now, why would God tell us this, to not listen to the counsel of the ungodly? Let me tell you a story about a Henry Potter. Henry Potter was a young boy, probably about 9, 10 years old, and he had a good testimony. That means when people saw him, they thought good things about him, because you see, Henry loved Jesus, and Henry went to Sunday school and church. That's like you, huh? You're here in Sunday school now. And Henry helped people. Do you help people? When you're asked to do something, do you do it? I know that when I've asked you to do something, you have gone ahead and done it. And he was kind. Oh, are you kind? Should we ask, are you kind to your brother or sister? Oh, that's a different thing, huh? Well, anyway, I'm going to let this white paper be Henry's testimony. This we're letting this represent, is the word. It means it reminds us of Henry's life, okay? This white paper reminds us of Henry's life. Well, Henry was this kind of boy that I just told you about. And another boy in this story is Marty. Marty moved into the neighborhood, that means around the houses around where Henry lived. And so Henry, being friendly and kind, he made a new friend. Now, Marty was a year older. He was about 10, maybe 11, than what Henry was. And Marty didn't love Jesus. But, you know, Henry liked him because, man, he could hit home runs. And Marty didn't go to Sunday school and church. Not only Marty didn't go to Sunday school and church, he didn't want to be a Christian. When Henry invited him to come to Sunday school and church, Marty just laughed. And he said, Sunday school and church? Nah, that's for sissies. I'm not doing that. Boy, that was different for Henry. Henry never met anybody that was like that. He knew there were people that didn't want to go to church, but Henry didn't know that he'd actually see such a person. Well, during the next several weeks, Henry spent more and more time with Marty, and he listened to what Marty was saying. And you know what? Henry started acting like Marty. He started thinking like Marty, and that's because he was hanging around Marty. You see, that's why God said in Psalm 1, verse 1, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't pal around. Now, it doesn't mean you should be unkind. You should be kind, and you can talk with, but you can't make them like your best friend, because that's going to cause you trouble. So Henry started lying to his mother about where he was going. and what he was doing. And the bad part is it didn't bother him. You know, the first time he told a lie, ooh, boy, you know, he felt bad. But then he told lies often enough that after a while, it didn't bother him anymore. And he didn't feel guilty. At first he did, but then after a while, it didn't bother him that he was telling his mother things that weren't true. And so, remember, this is Henry's testimony. This represents what people saw when they saw Henry. And I want to show you something, okay? Because now, what do you see when you look at that paper now? A black dot, yeah. That's what you see. When you look at Henry's testimony, you see a black dot. A black dot is his sins, the lies he told. And he'd tell his mom he was going to go here, then he went somewhere else with Marty. Henry didn't realize that's what other people saw. I mean, look at all the white that's left. Henry's life, there's still lots of white left, isn't there? But what do you see when you look at it? A black dot. That's right, that's all you see. Even though there's all that white. And Henry didn't realize that's what other people saw. They saw the smart mouth and the smart alecky attitude that Henry had. They saw that Henry wasn't reliable anymore. He'd say he'll do something, and it wasn't that he forgot it. He just didn't intend to do it. He didn't do it. He'd tell his mom he'll take the trash out, and then instead of that, he went off to play ball with Marty. He didn't intend to do the trash. And Marty's house, he'd run through a neighbor's yard, and a neighbor had flower beds. You know what flower beds are? What are they? Tell me. What are flower beds?
Beds of flowers.
Well, now, I sleep in a bed. Katie? Huh? Okay. See, flower beds, it's a name that describes a big section where you plant flowers in the dirt. Okay? Now, how it got the name bed, I don't know. Do any of you use computer? Are your parents let you use a computer to search things?
My dad lets Tyler use it.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, you might, you know, if you put in there, why are they called flower beds? And you find that out for me. Would you do that? And then next Sunday, okay, when you come, you let me know why they're called flower beds. A bed is a place where you lay to rest and sleep. Our beds, right? You don't sleep in where flowers are planted, do you? No. I didn't think so. And so, but he'd run through those flowers. Didn't care, you know. And he didn't want to go to Sunday school anymore because his friend Marty didn't go to Sunday school. Oh, he had to go because his family went. But he himself didn't really want to go. Boy, I wonder if there's anybody here, any kids here, or even teenagers over in their room, that they don't really want to come, but they just do it because the family does. I would imagine some parents sitting in the back have heard that complaint. I don't want to go, but they know they have to go. Well, the more he palled around with Marty, the more it affected his testimony. And that, oh, you see, that caused more problems for Marty. And every time Marty started doing something he shouldn't, and, you know, and he wouldn't just do it once or twice. He'd do this all the time. And so when people looked at Marty, what did they see?
Black dots.
Black dots, yeah, all over. You see, these are bad things, lies Marty told. Wouldn't do his chores like he was said, yes.
And there's going to get more and more.
Yeah, that's what happens. You see, when you start to disobey God, and we do, usually boys and girls, they disobey God most by disobeying their parents. Okay? Because really, you don't go very many other places, do you? I mean, it's just your, the people you're around is mom and dad. Yes.
There'd be so much dots that you
get too bad. Uh-huh. There'd be so many dots you couldn't... There wouldn't be much white left, would there? And you see, to start with, there was just one black dot. And that, you know, all that other white. Now, all that other white's beginning to disappear. Marty said, it's okay to cheat as long as you don't get caught. Henry looked for ways to not get caught. Now listen, kids, you know you're in trouble when you do things that are wrong and you look for ways to not get caught. You try to do the wrong in a way that dad and mom won't see it. Okay? Listen, just because they don't see it doesn't mean it's okay. It just means that you're learning to disobey God. Because when you disobey your parents, that's what you're doing. One day, Henry tried to tell another boy about Jesus Christ. And he, because you see, Henry was still a Christian. Henry still loved the Lord. He just didn't realize that all of the bad things he was doing, the sin things, that these were all affecting his life. And so this one day when Henry tried to tell another boy about Jesus Christ, and he invited the other boy to their kids club at their church, okay? They had, I don't know what night they had that, but boys and girls would come, they would play games, they would hear Bible stories, and they could earn rewards and things like this. And so he wanted this other boy to come, but the boy refused. He said, I don't see what good it is. What good it would do me to come to your club. I don't want to be like you. Wow. When Henry heard that, that affected his heart. What do your friends and neighbors see when they look at you? Is it Jesus your Savior? Or do they see the sin, the black dots in your life? Is that what people see? Is that what people know about you? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, that means if we tell Jesus and admit to Jesus that we have sinned, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What God will do is take away the dirty spots, the black spots, so that when people look at us, they won't see the wrong because we're not doing the wrong. And I like to tell you how the story on Henry ended, but I don't know. All I know is the bad part. You don't want people to only know the bad part about you. You want them to know the good things about you. And there are good things about you. And therefore, God's part is to be faithful. Our part is to be truly sorry for sinning and to turn away from it. And so, and agree with what God says about those things. When God speaks to your heart and says, you shouldn't have lied to mama. When God speaks to your heart and said, you shouldn't have mouthed off to her or to dad. Dad told you to do this and you just waited and waited and waited, and then dad came home, and then you began to realize, I didn't do what Dad said. Yeah. You remember. Black dots. Make sure that you don't have black dots in your life. Now, here's another thing I want you to think about. Another thing, and how it is that we ought to be smiling. Do you smile? Let me see you smile. Some people can smile and show teeth. Okay, it's what you call a toothy smile. And then others, I can't usually do a toothy smile, and I don't know how I end up, some pictures have a toothy smile. Because usually when I smile, it's like this. Okay? that's what Taryn's smiling like. Well, we're supposed to smile. You see, in Proverbs chapter 15, Proverbs chapter 15, and verse 13. Let me read it to you, kids. Proverbs 15 and verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow the heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart doth do a cheerful countenance. Look at, let me read Proverbs 17 and verse 22. Hear what this one says. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Merry heart. We're supposed to be happy. We have happiness. You say, well, I ain't happy. Dad made me do this. Mom said I couldn't do that. Okay. Well, do you think they might, do you think they might love you? You think Dad and Mom loves you? Yeah. You're right, Caleb. Sure. And do you think that they might just possibly, is it possible Dad and Mom are a little smarter than you? Is that possible? Yeah, they're sitting back there. You better shake your head. Sure they're smarter than you. Now, listen. You may not agree with something they say, and that's okay. You can disagree, but you need to obey. Let me tell you a story about my son. He's 60 years old now, okay? And for the adult's sake, you know what we gave him for his birthday? I went over to Counterport, and I bought 2 pounds of Scrapple. Now, Scrapple is a Pennsylvania Dutch thing that you fry. Oh, it's delicious. A lot of you wouldn't like it. Okay, but anyway, we got him 2 pounds of Scrapple, and then he likes Lebanon bologna. So I got 2 pounds of Lebanon bologna, and what was the other? Oh, Cuba cheese, okay? So we got 2 packs, I think there are 8 ounce packs of Cuba cheese. And I don't remember what everything cost, but I know it cost $16 to send it. I packed it up and put stuff around because it was frozen, and I packed, not the cheese, but others was frozen, and so I packed it and wrapped it so it would hold, and he got it on Friday, and he called when he got home and saw that his birthday present was there. And now, listen, one time when he was, I'm going to say he was maybe 9, 10, about like Henry was. And I don't remember what he did or didn't do, but I do remember that I scolded him, I rebuked him, I told him it was wrong, and he shouldn't have done that, and he was upset. Boy, his bedroom was back the hall, and he walked back the hall, and he stomped his feet going back. And I said, Jack, come on out here. I was in the living room. Come on out here. Well, he came out. What? What do you want? I said, next time I tell you to walk back there, I don't want you stomping your feet. Because every time you stomp it, you're yelling at me. And you're not supposed to do that. So I said, now go back to your room. So he walked back. He wasn't stomping his feet, but you know what he, before he went in his bedroom, what he said? I'm yelling in my heart. Yeah. I have an idea that there's probably some kids here, and even some of the teenagers over there. Mom or dad tells them to do something, and they know they can't, if they out loud say no, or out loud don't want to do it, and they can't say that. And so they yell it in their heart. You know what, boys and girls? Yelling it in your heart is just as wrong as yelling it out of your mouth. Because God sees it, and God knows. You say, well, I just don't agree with everything they tell me. Okay. You may disagree, but you still have to obey. And if you obey, you know what's going to happen? You're going to learn that really dad and mom aren't as dumb as they seem. That they're really pretty smart. Okay? Now, the older you get, the more you're going to have those kind of thoughts. And that's why it's important now when you're younger that you obey and you do it the way you ought to in your heart. And so, you know, a smiley face is like a good medicine. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says we're to be kind. And so have a smile on your face. Don't walk around with a grump. You know, we like to sing that song, don't we? The poochy lip. The poochy lip will get you if you don't watch out. Do you know that song? The poochy lip song? You don't know that song? Oh, my land. We got to teach you some kids' songs. Yeah, yeah. How many of you heard of Patch the Pirate? Oh, yeah. Okay. Patch the Pirate sings the poochy lip song. And you have a smile, but some people don't smile. What happened? Well, this guy got his life turned upside down, and he's not smiling. Oh, yeah, when he gets right with Jesus, then he smiles. But when he does so many bad things like Henry did, and then he doesn't smile anymore. See dad or mom come in, and he knows that he's going to get in trouble, or she knows she's going to get in trouble because of what they've done, and they stop smiling. Yeah. Don't let your life change all the time. You know what? Some of you, when you don't get your way, when you want to do something and dad or mom don't let you do it, you know what happens? You lose your smile. And I've seen it here. Uh-oh. Yeah, I've seen it around church. I've seen moms and dads tell their boys or girl to do something, and I've seen it. Now, let me tell you, how does this look? Okay? I wanted to do something, and Pastor said, no, we're going to do this. Oh, Pastor. You'd think that was silly, wouldn't you? But I've seen you put your lip out. I've seen you, we call that pouting. Okay? Pouting. Well, you know what? This is what you look like when you do that. And it's much better to see a happy boys and girls. Well, now look, I have one more thing to share with you. And I decided rather than one long lesson, I was going to do what I am doing, and that is sharing a few different things. And I have another one here. I ought to know better that I won't ever get it all in that I plan on. But some other time when I need to talk to the boys and girls, I'm going to let Nails preach to you. Okay? Nails. Yeah. There's a lot of Nails around your house, and they can preach a sermon. Have you ever heard them? You go to bed at night, you're laying there, and it's quiet, and then you hear these little things, and they're ting, 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 ting. These are Nails working together. Don't you ever hear that, Carol?
I hear a lot of
It's good for Dad and Mom to know this. What's this?
I hear a lot of creaks in the house.
Oh, you hear a lot of creaks in the house, not necessarily nails.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up because we thought you were losing it. All right. Now listen. I want to talk to you about number 880. Now, number 880 was the prison number assigned to a man who for 10 years evaded, escaped the local police and even the FBI. Now, he was a counterfeiter. You know what? You know what a counterfeiter is? What?
It's when they print money.
Yeah, they print money. And only the government prints money. You can't just, I need more money. I'm going to go print some. You can't do that. And well, this man, he made fake money. And most people that make fake money, counterfeit, okay, they'll make tens, twenties, fifties, even $100 bills. But number 880, he only made $1 bills. Okay? And he was actually caught by accident. There was a fire in his apartment building. And the firemen, when they came into his apartment, they took things that were there that could burn, and they threw them out. And one of them was his printing press and a stack of money. Okay? Have you ever seen a stack of money like that thick? No, I don't think you have either. If you'd be nice, but if there were a stack of money, Dad and Mom would control it, right? Did you ever see Dad's stack of money like that? No, no. Good answer. They're sitting back there watching. Well, some boys were playing near this big apartment building in the city, and they found dollar bills in the trash. You know those great big dumpsters like they have at stores with the lids that open where they throw trash? Well, that's they were what you call that is dumpster diving. Okay? They were going in there to see what they could find. Now they call it diving because some of them are so big and so deep you have to actually get into them. And so now they don't dive like you would in water, but they go into them. And guess what the boys found? Huh? What?
They stole the money.
Yeah, you're right, Kayla. Found the money. And so the boy took it home to his dad and said, "Hey, Dad, look what we found." And he realized what they found and that it was fake money. And number 880 was caught. Of course, back then, it was just his name. He didn't get the 880 number until he was put in jail. But he told the judge he didn't mean to do wrong. It was only $1 bills. It wasn't a lot of money, like fake money makers, counterfeiters that make $100 bills. He only made $1 bills. But he still went to jail because he was still breaking the law, even though they were only $1 bills. Now listen, boys and girls, we have some counterfeit Christians. We have Christians that they don't mean to hurt anybody. They're pretending to be a Christian, but it won't make them a Christian. Only Jesus can do that. And some Christians, they think it's okay to do little things that are wrong. I won't do big things that are wrong. I won't mouth off to my dad because he'll probably slap me. Okay? So I'm not going to mouth off to him. But inside, I'm going to think, "You're dumb. Why do you tell me to do these things? That's dumb." See? That's a $1 bill. If you mouthed off and said, "No, I'm not going to do it," that might be like making a $100 bill, huh? And you know you're in trouble for that. Well, this number 880, he thought it would be overlooked because it was just a $1 bill. But you know, God won't overlook your sin, you're disobeying mom and dad. God won't overlook it just because you think it's little things. Besides that, those little things will grow. When you become bigger, like the teens that are over there in the teen room, you're going to think that you can do bigger things. You'll think that you can get away with bigger things. Because you're getting bigger physically, okay, you're going to feel like you can do other things. Well, that's not true. Disobeying God is always disobeying God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for the boys and girls that are here. I thank you, Father, that they are taught to love you, that their parents teach them how to do good things and how to do right things, and that the things the parents teach the girls and the boys is to help them to be able to be good boys and girls and to obey them and to obey you. And this we pray in Jesus' name.